Todd Furman, our man down in Vegas. Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, guys. Just trying to make sense of this whole bowl picture because unlike the rest of the country who wants to debate the BCS, we have 30-plus games to worry about for wagering opportunities.
People that are new to the show, Todd comes on every Wednesday at 3:30 unless he gets bumped by a Vanderbilt administrator. That tends to happen sometimes. But
Vice Chancellor.
Right. But Todd helps set lines in Vegas for Caesars Entertainment, and we always have fun talking with Todd about how lines are moving. And Todd, I'm curious. I think that LSU opened up a 1.5 favorite over Alabama and then quickly went to a pick 'em.
Yeah, we saw Alabama money come in right off the bat with LSU opening 1.5. And I always tell people when you talk about lines for games that are about 6 weeks from now, it's a lot of posturing as much as anything else from some of the wise guys. So we've actually gone back to LSU -1 at this point because as soon as we went to pick them, inevitably we saw some Tiger money come rolling in.
So you think this line will pop back and forth a little bit as we get closer?
I think we'll see a lot of money come in and it'll flicker back and forth with LSU as a slight favorite down to the pick 'em number. There's also some offshore books right now that are listing Alabama as a 1-point favorite. But oddly enough, going back, there hasn't been a national championship or a Super Bowl that's gone off at a pick 'em. So it's awfully interesting and well-balanced number for us.
That really is interesting.
Yeah. Todd, quickly on this then, speaking of that, what about any of the prop bets of, like, who will score the first touchdown or the field goal? The Honey Badger may return a punt for a touchdown. I mean, any of that going on?
We'll have all sorts of props available for the national championship. And when you talk about will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown, normally you get all sorts of plus money in your pocket to take the yes on that. I think when you talk about two teams of this caliber with such talented defenses, there's a good chance that that's going to happen. And much like Devin Hester, who started the Super Bowl against the Colts with a kickoff return, it wouldn't shock me if Tyrann Mathieu was the first Tiger to put some points on the board.
A lot of debate, obviously, between Oklahoma State, Alabama. Who should the team be to play LSU? Obviously, Alabama is. But I'm curious, and I asked you this on Twitter, and I want you to relay this information. What would LSU have been favored over Oklahoma State, and what would Alabama, just for curiosity's sake, be favored Oklahoma State neutral field?
We would have opened LSU as an 8-point favorite against the Oklahoma State Cowboys if that was the proposed national championship. Alabama, just a shade lower, they would have been installed as a 7.5-point favorite. Had the fortunate opportunity to see Oklahoma State with my own eyes in Bedlam a week ago. Team looked extremely talented, but just didn't see the size on the defensive side of the ball and think they were the beneficiaries of Oklahoma's generosity in the turnover game.
So, according to Vegas, this is the matchup with the best two teams.
There's no question. There's nobody else out there that would have been even close. Stanford would have come in or in that same ballpark as Oklahoma State, but if it wasn't Alabama or LSU, we would have been talking about a touchdown line. The only team that would have been a wild card in all this was USC, but considering we didn't have to include them in any scenarios, there were no real power ranking analysis done on them.
Todd Furman, our man at Caesars Entertainment in Vegas with us.
Hey, Todd, I was wondering, what has, let's say the last 3 or 4 years, has the favored covered?
Last year, actually, Cam Newton sent us all into a bit of a frenzy, and we thought he was going to poke that ball across the goal line before Auburn settled for a field goal.
Right.
We have seen a lot of favorites come in. I think a lot of it's been the SEC has dominated, continuing to win national championships. At least we know this year, for guys outside of SEC country, there will be an SEC team that'll lose in the national title game.
All right, before, you know, Brent goes into some of these different games, I want to ask just some odds makers on who will Pujols sign for? Do we have any of those kind of bets out there?
We don't have any of those props, but the sources I spoke to in the middle of the week actually said they thought the Cardinals would be out of the running and had thrown around the Cubs, Marlins, and Nationals as potential suitors. My gut tells me that he will end up a Florida Marlin, although I would probably make them a slight underdog considering what the Cardinals have thrown back on the table in the final hours.
All right, and lastly, another, you know, funny question is, will the Big East name change to another name?
Well,
and what are the odds against that?
I was trying to get in touch with some of their conference officials and just figured they could have purchased the Conference USA name because considering the caliber of football we've been exposed to in the Big East, it hasn't been much better than Conference USA, despite the fact they get that automatic BCS bid.
We're a long way out from some of these games, Todd, but is there a game in particular that you've seen more money coming in on than others?
The national championship game will command the most betting interest this far out. The Rose Bowl, normally a close second. given the history behind the game, and I think with such an attractive matchup with Wisconsin and Oregon that we're going to see pretty good two-way action, although the number opened at 4.5 and has been bet up to 6.5. Fully anticipate Wisconsin money will come in late. Some of these second-tier bowls, you won't see a whole lot of action until the day of the game. We have seen some major line moves, though, the biggest one of which is in the Idaho Potato Bowl, where Ohio opened as a 2-point favorite. Utah State is now installed as a 3.5-point chalk. So there was plenty of sharp interest backing the Aggies in this game.
Okay, so for people that are listening and don't know a lot about your world like me, explain that, please.
No problem. I mean, we'll go through a series of power ratings when we talk about all these teams. It's a little bit of a challenge for us comparing conferences and how they'll stack up against one another. We actually had the Ohio Bobcats as a slight favorite in the Idaho Potato Bowl. But given all the money that we saw come in on Utah State, I mean, SEC fans all too familiar with Utah State almost pulling a near upset of Auburn week one. We've moved the number 5 points. So Utah State went from a 2-point underdog all the way to a 3-point favorite at this point.
Well, here locally, we want to see, we'll probably ask you again, but what about the Vanderbilt, Cincinnati, and Memphis at Liberty Bowl? You know, see if that's changed a little bit. A lot of money coming in on that.
Vanderbilt number opened up at 3. We've actually dropped that price down to 2.5. Now the reports out of Cincinnati are that Zach Caleros, a very talented quarterback, will be returning from a broken ankle. He's been listed as probable. I think if we didn't see Caleros under center, Munchie Legault, not nearly as dynamic a passer, but you throw all that stuff in, the Volunteers didn't have a great season. They still found a way to shut down Cincinnati's passing attack, even with a healthy Caleros.
And lastly, I guess the Music
City. Wait. That was a long time ago, Todd.
they put it on them, though. I guess last we need to know about the Music City Bowl here with Mississippi State and Wake Forest.
This is an interesting game. I think when you talk about an ACC team paired up with an SEC West team who had some big aspirations coming into the season, I think the public perception is that it's going to be tough to lay points with Mississippi State. But having watched both these teams with my own eyes, I have a ton of respect for Coach Grobe. I think Mississippi State is way too physical and athletic for Wake Forest to try and match that level of intensity, assuming Mississippi State wants to be there and will bring their A game.
Yeah, I think I anticipate that. I totally agree with what you said. And first matchup between those two schools, so I think that's interesting. But I think Mississippi State is going to bring a lot of fans, and I think that's going to help them here. Another bowl real quick that I'm interested in, the Urban Meyer Bowl, Ohio State and Florida. and certainly the best bowl name, the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl.
TaxSlayer.
What do you think about that matchup, and where is Urban Meyer going to be? On the sidelines, hidden in a suite? You know he's going to be there.
If Urban Meyer was smart for this game, he would keep as low a profile as he possibly could. But with this game, we've actually seen some Ohio State money come in early. I think these are two teams that people are going to remember what they saw at the end of the season. Ohio State finished with a flourish compared to Florida, who kind of limped to the finish line. But when you have this much time to prepare, and I know Muschamp is going to want to make a statement in his big-time bowl debut, I think Florida is an interesting underdog in this spot, considering they will be as healthy as they've been all season, and think this provides a unique opportunity to showcase their talent and really stick it to Urban Meyer for a rivalry we may see start to develop if Florida gets their program back on par.
All right, lastly, I don't know if you jumped ahead. Now that we know the schedule for the NBA, who is favored to win the NBA Finals?
Right now, as a precautionary measure, we've actually adjusted down the Lakers from about 3.5 to 1 down to 2 to 1, which puts them on par with the Miami Heat. Those two are the leaders in the clubhouse as it stands right now. But something to keep in mind for us as well, we actually don't book any Boston Celtics action throughout our Caesars Entertainment family because there's some ownership interest. So we only book a number of games out, with the exception of excluding them. Although I do think that all this free agency, it'll be interesting to see how these players shuffle out.
Todd, it's going to be fun talking with you as we roll through bowl season, also as we get deeper in the college basketball season. I can't wait to analyze some of those lines as well. We really appreciate you. And again, listeners can follow you on Twitter. And I'll say this, Todd responds to every tweet that he sees from our guys. And I know that we've talked about this too. You've seen a lot of the 3HL crew come through Las Vegas and ask for you, and we certainly appreciate that, and I know you do as well.
No question. I love to see listeners that have a chance to listen to our segment each week. Anytime they're in Vegas, definitely pop into Caesars Palace on the weekends. More than happy to talk sports. Do need a prediction from you guys tonight. Does Vanderbilt get back in the win column as they travel for an unheralded game against a talented Davidson team?
Yeah, I think Vanderbilt wins unless Stephen Curry pops back out there.
Yeah, I think Azili may be back too. Maybe.
He might.
That's what it looked like. Reports were, and you guys know better than anybody, that he was going to try and give it a go. I can't imagine, though, they'd want to rush him back with 10 days off until you guys host Indiana State on the 17th.
Todd, you're the man. We appreciate you, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right. That's Todd Furman each and every Wednesday at 3:30. And you can follow him on Twitter. He's a great guy to follow on Twitter if you're in that world, at Todd Furman. That's F-U-H-R-M-A-N. We'll be right back. Mr. Grissom Salads, 3HL, 104.5 The Zone.